Welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I'm your host, Alex Addix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. And yes, I have another cold. I received a lot of positive feedback from last week's cute burglar tips. So this week, we have more tips from my local police department, the Topanga Area Branch of the Los Angeles Police Department. These are cute tricks that criminals use to scope out your home before burglarizing it. And again, they call the list Things Your Burglar Won't Tell You, and they're written from the perspective of the criminal. 1. If decorative glass is part of your front entrance, don't let your alarm company install a control pad where I can see if it's set. That makes it too easy. 2. A good security company alarms the window over the sink and the windows on the second floor, which often access the master bedroom, and your jewelry. It's not a bad idea to put motion detectors up there, too. It's raining. You're fumbling with your umbrella, and you forget to lock your door. Understandable. But understand this. I don't take the day off because of bad weather. 4. I always knock first. If you answer, I'll ask for directions somewhere or offer to clean your gutters. Don't take me up on it. 5. Do you really think I won't look in your sock drawer? I always check the dresser drawers, bedside table, and the medicine cabinet. 6. I always check the freezer, and not for food. 7. Here's a helpful hint. I almost never go into kids' rooms. 8. You're right. I won't have time to break into that safe where you keep your valuables. But if it's not bolted down, I'll take it with me. 9. A loud TV or radio can be a better deterrent than the best alarm system. If you're reluctant to leave your TV on while you're out of town, you can buy a bedside device that works on a timer and simulates the flickering glow of a real television. 10. Sometimes I carry a clipboard. Sometimes I dress like a lawn guy and carry a rake. I do my best to never, ever look like a crook. And I will put a link to the original list in the show notes. And that'll do it for this week. Everyone can follow my daily tips on Twitter and Facebook. On Twitter, I'm Practical Def, and Facebook is Practical Defense. If you have any tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexaddix.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe. And stay healthy.
United States Concealed Carry Association is the most comprehensive, up-to-date resource for the law-abiding armed citizen. When you join USCCA, you'll make new friends with like-minded folks on private forums. Save time and money with our concealed carry gun and gear reviews. Enjoy your own subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine. Learn the latest in training and self-defense techniques. Enjoy peace of mind knowing you're properly prepared. Go to www.gunrightsradio.com/USCCA and sign up today. Gun Rights Radio Network is a proud affiliate of United States Concealed Carry Association.
Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, commentary, and topic suggestions, send an email to podcast@alexaddix.com. That's podcast@alexaddix.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexaddix.com.
Music by Kevin MacLeod.
When every moment matters and a life is saved, when someone gives blood, when a hand reaches out, that moment when heartbreak turns to hope, you're there through the American Red Cross. Down the street, across the country, around the world, you help save the day. Every day. Your support truly matters. You can help today. Visit redcross.org.